I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity that you get. You know, you think, have I really been living like that for so long? It's a bit like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You just think, wow, how have I been affording to pay so much more? It is time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And the quality of their mobile service in comparison to your old provider is special. You could be saving so much money. So say goodbye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, unexpected overages. You can use your own phone number, bring along all your existing contacts, and ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal, where you get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So to get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/HPP. That's mintmobile.com/HPP. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/HPP. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gig on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hi there. Welcome to a short, sharp, helpful hit of inspiration from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. As always, Professor Damien Hughes is alongside me, and we're going to use just the next few minutes to equip you with some golden nuggets of advice from our guest to help you live a more high-performance life. On today's hit, entrepreneur and founder of NotOnTheHighStreet.com, Holly Tucker, talking about how great it is to be naive.
I've just turned 43, started Not on the High Street when I was 28. And I think what drove me at 28 when I started Not on the High Street, not only did I have a three-month-old baby, so there were some practicalities about, you know, what drove me. We were building a marketplace, which no one had even heard of the word marketplace. The only other marketplaces out there were Amazon and eBay. We were absolutely naive. And naivety is fantastic when you start up a business, because if you knew what we were actually trying to do, you would never have started it. I always liken starting a business, and business folk tend to not agree with me here in the analogy, but I liken it to being a parent. And so when I had my firstborn business, just like a child, there was no way that that was going anywhere but up. You know, I was never going to let it down. I knew that if I did more, it would succeed. And so I just drove myself.
I love the way that Holly compares business to real life, shall we say, Damien, because I think that if people are new to the podcast, I want them to understand that when we talk to Johnny Wilkinson, we're not talking about rugby. When we spoke with Rio Ferdinand, we didn't talk about football. And actually, when we spoke with Holly, we didn't talk about business. With all of the guests on these podcasts, we're talking about life.
Definitely. I remember many years ago, I was lucky enough to spend some time with a man called Angelo Dundee, that was the trainer of Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard and numerous other elite world boxing champions. And
name drop Claxon.
Well, I remember talking to him, and I remember saying to him, I was in my thrall. I was like a kid in a sweet shop, and I was like, so what was it like working with this fighter, and what was it working with that fighter? And he indulged me really kindly, and at the end of it, he said, Damien, he said, I think you misunderstood. He said, I don't work with fighters. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I work with young men that just happen to fight for a living. And he said, but I work with the people, not the profession. And I think that sums up to me what our podcast series has been about. We're not interviewing footballers or sports stars. We're interviewing people that just happen to work within that industry. And Holly's a great illustration of it.
And I loved what she said as well about naivety. We did a podcast episode with Stephen Bartlett, who was the founder of Social Chain. And in many ways, very similar. Stephen was really young, created a business worth hundreds of millions of pounds. Holly created NotOnTheHighStreet.com when no one else was creating online marketplaces. And there was actually a tweet the other day from Stephen Bartlett. I'll read it out to you now. He said, stop telling yourself you're not qualified, not worthy, or not experienced enough. Growth happens when you start doing things you're not qualified to do.
Great example of it. I think that when Holly was talking about children there and seeing business from through the lens of a child, I think that this is one of the things that really intrigues me, that you go into a classroom of four-year-old children and ask them who can sing. Every child in that class sticks the hand up. You go into a classroom full of 16-year-old kids and ask them who can sing. You'll get one or two. Because somewhere in that preceding 12 years, we start hearing the word, who can sing well? Who's really good at doing it? And the reality is everyone can sing. It's not whether we're capable or not, but we can all sing. And I think sometimes we often inhibit ourselves. We often put barriers in front of our own capability. And I think what Holly describes and Stephen as well did when we spoke to him was that that naivety is a superpower, because it doesn't put any bars in front of the cage.
And I think it's about getting the balance right between naivety and self-belief. Like, don't be so naive that you don't think you're going to struggle, or it isn't going to be hard, or at times it isn't going to be horrible, or you won't feel like you're failing, right? That you have to accept that's going to happen. But at the same time, another thing that Stephen said to us on the podcast episode when he joined us, I remember you asked him a brilliant question. You were like, what is your superpower? And he said, well, I always believed I could. And I'm sort of coming to the realization that success is about being naive, which makes you do crazy things that you wouldn't actually do if you really realized the way the world works, combined with self-belief, because without the self-belief, you'd never go there in the first place, or you'd stop too soon. So you have to believe, but not know everything.
100%. I think that balance there that you've described, Jake, stops us treading into the realms of being delusional about our capabilities. I think once we have that self-belief of we know what we are capable of, we know what qualities that are intrinsic to us, and then have that naivety just to go and give it a go, get out there and try something, I think that combination is hugely, hugely powerful and is, for all of us, a superpower that we can access.
And if you're listening to this and you think, yeah, that does resonate with me a little bit, you can listen to the whole Holly Tucker episode on the High Performance Podcast. But just expect to be challenged, expect to find life difficult, expect to not know everything, but also expect that it's all going to be okay. And I think therein you will create amazing things, and you just have to start the journey. Damien, thank you so much. Enjoyed that.
Thanks, Jake. Loved it as always.
Thank you as well to Will, to Hannah, to everyone helping us out on the High Performance Podcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram. But please keep talking, keep sharing, and keep discussing the High Performance Podcast. The only thing we do this for is the outcome, not the income. It's about helping to improve your lives. So thanks for being part of it. And we will see you for another High Performance Podcast very soon.